This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 568,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. That figure is more than 135,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is now more than 12.8 million globally and more than 3.3 million in the U.S., with the United States grappling with the worst coronavirus outbreak in the world. Florida hit a grim milestone Sunday, shattering the national record for a state's largest single-day increase in positive coronavirus cases. Meanwhile, countries in Eastern Europe are facing rising waves of coronavirus infections, leading to riots in Serbia, mandatory face masks in Croatia, and travel bans or quarantines imposed by Hungary. The new restrictions come as the World Health Organization reports that daily global infections hit over 228,000 and the U.S. confirmed over 66,000 new cases on Friday, another record. The U.S. state of Florida on Sunday reported the largest single-day increase in positive coronavirus cases in any one state since the beginning of the pandemic. According to the State Department of Health statistics released Sunday, by the end of reporting, more than 15,000 people tested positive. The state of California had the previous record of daily positive cases 4 days before. As coronavirus rages out of control in other parts of the U.S., New York is offering an example after taming the nation's deadliest outbreak this spring, while there are those trying to prepare in case another surge comes. The New York's early experience is a ready-made blueprint for states now finding themselves swamped by the disease. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.